And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann.
Have you ever wondered what takes place in the brains of the people who design highway entrance ramps for the North Carolina Department of Transportation? I have. Here's an example. A Chapel Hill driver on State Road 86 wants to get on I-40 heading west. Has a choice of two turn lanes. Choose the left lane and you're in luck. The right lane quickly ends and the driver must merge to the left before entering the highway. That makes sense because the driver also will have to merge to the left to join the highway traffic. But at the 15501 entrance to I-40, the merge game is reversed. Choose the left lane and you're forced to merge to the right on the entrance ramp and then merge back to the left to join the highway traffic. That makes no sense. Both entrance ramps are shaped about the same, like a letter Y, wide at the top, narrow at the bottom, to form one lane. The DOT could paint the lane lines the same in all locations, logically requiring drivers always to merge toward the left, the same direction they would merge when entering the highway. But no. It must be that decision makers at the North Carolina DOT don't actually drive on interstate highways. If they did, maybe they would understand that it's also a bad idea to aim intense work lights directly into the eyes of drivers, or to place several miles of orange cones along a road, forcing drivers to squeeze into one lane for no apparent reason, and to make drivers merge to the right just before they merge left to enter a highway. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.